This is the time and place for the matter of the petition for reinstatement of Al Arndt as an attorney in law. Chief Justice Gilbertson is disqualified in this case, and so I'm sitting as acting Chief Justice, and the decision will be made by the four of us. So we have today Mr. Al Arndt for him pro se, and Mr. Robert Freeburg for the disciplinary board of the state bar. All right, I understand you usually proceed.
Yes, Your Honor.
All right.
May it please the court, Mr. Arndt. My remarks will be brief. The interesting thing about this whole episode with Mr. Arndt is that if you look at the facts as this case developed, it stemmed not from the complaint that first came to the board's attention, but rather from something that Mr. Arndt did in the course of responding to the board's inquiry and the investigation. I think the record is pretty clear that while one can never be sure what one would do, it's pretty clear that Mr. Arndt had a deep regret for what he did. It's pretty clear in the record that once asked about the legitimacy or the authenticity of the false document that he prepared, he immediately fessed up to what he had done. And once the board made its findings and recommendation to this court that he be suspended, he did not resist that. He accepted that as a decision that he apparently felt was justified under the circumstances. Subsequent to that time, he has demonstrated that he has complied with the requirements that the court imposed in its order of suspension. He appeared before the board last month and demonstrated to the board that he had changed his attitude, that his remorse and contrition that he exhibited in the hearing before the board initially was even greater, that he presented testimony from two sitting circuit judges and from a couple of lawyers and from a friend, all of whom indicated to the board that they felt Mr. Arndt was qualified morally and ethically and intellectually to return to the practice of law. And based on that record and that evidence, the board entered its findings recommending that he be reinstated. And with that, I'd be glad to answer any questions concerning the board's position on this.
What is the total length of time? The original suspension was for 5 or 6 months?
4 months.
For 4 months? Okay. And how many months have expired?
Well, I think he was suspended effective the 1st of August, so we're out beyond the 4 months quite a bit. And of course, that's part of the function of the system, of course. I mean, a 4 month suspension is always going to be 6 or perhaps more.
Yeah, so it's about almost 5.5 months, I think, right? Isn't it? All right. Are there any other questions of Mr. Freeburg? Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Mr. Arndt, do you have a statement?
I have a brief statement. Honors. Members of the court, my name is Al Arndt, and I request reinstatement pursuant to the statute in this particular matter. I recognize that I need to show this court by clear and convincing evidence that I have the qualifications, competency, and learning in the law that justify my readmission, and that my resumption of the law practice will not be detrimental to the public or administration of justice or bad to the South Dakota Bar. I have thought about, and not to contradict Mr. Wright or anybody else, but March 1st will be 7 months that I will have been suspended.
I'm sorry?
March 1st will be 7 months that I've been suspended.
Okay.
I have thought about the errors in judgment and the errors in my thought processes that have left me to this shameful conduct every day since I have been suspended, actually every day since I had my hearing on April 1st. I brought this upon myself, and I need to learn from this experience. The steps that I have taken in the past 6.5 months that you've mandated or that I've done on my own have caused me to learn from this experience. I have had the shameful process of having to notify my clients that they need to find other lawyers because I'm suspended. I've had to go ahead and withdraw from cases, numerous cases. That is nothing compared to really the shame that I brought upon my family, my peers. I received a letter in the mail when this shortly after this happened, the news stories broke from a retired lawyer from Arizona. I don't know who it was, but he just, you know, said, this is now how the public will perceive us lawyers as a bunch of crooks because of your conduct. I brought this all myself, and I don't know if you can imagine the anguish that a person goes through when, you know, you have practiced for 27 years and then you do something so stupid as to cause yourself just be held up to public humiliation. It's my fault. The consequences I have to bear, and it's not been any small personal cost. I've lost my law partnership. Obviously, I have to start over in my practice if you allow me to practice, and it's all due to my unethical conduct. Now, that's not to say that some good has not come of this. Taking the ethics portion of the bar exam, I had the diploma privilege, unfortunately, and I did not have never sat down and thoroughly reviewed that, and that really enlightened me. It gave me a perspective in both the large area and the minutiae of what the disciplinary code attempts to do, and I have a new appreciation for that, something I did not have before. I also have had time to reflect upon my conduct and what I'm going to do in my future life every day. When I talked to peers to testify for me or to write affidavits, I wasn't always successful. I had one lawyer tell me that he thought that I was, you know, pretty difficult to work with. And that's, you know, that was a real awakening experience. I mean, I vowed to myself that I will endeavor in the future not to do that again. I will try to make myself, as the bar says, to maintain the demeanor and decorum necessary to bring merit to myself in the bar. I've paid all the assessments that have been levied. I've secured malpractice insurance coverage. I've filed the requisite affidavits that this court has requested, and I've taken and passed ethics portion of the bar. I'm ready to pay any additional assessments that will be due as a result of the state bar's expenses in this matter. I ask you to review all of those documents, my actions since August 1st, the supporting affidavits and testimony on my behalf by judges and fellow lawyers, and the compliance that I think I've followed, and allow me to resume the practice of law as soon as possible. I'm aware of the admonition in the case law that this court should be slow to discipline, but even slower to reinstate. And I have had more than enough time to understand the significance, the wrong that I have committed, and the necessity to change that, in addition to fulfilling all the other things. I don't say this out of an economic need, but I have numerous clients that have been notified to obtain other legal counsel that have said they're going to wait for me. But and I've advised them. I says, look, I don't know when I'm going to get back. It's up to the court to issue that order. Whatever you could do in addressing this matter would be most appreciated. I stand ready to answer any questions that you may have.
Okay. Thank you. Any questions by anyone? Okay, apparently there's no questions, so thank you very much.
Thank you, members of the court.
Any further statements by you, Mr. Freeburg?
I do have just one additional thing I would add, please take a minute. This morning I was over at the office of the State Bar and talking to Deanne Stevens, and she said, "Where are you going this morning?" I said, "Well, I'm going over to do this argument concerning Mr. Arndt's petition for reinstatement." And she said, "Well, that's interesting." She said, "You know, there's a lady that works in this office who stops in here about every 2 or 3 weeks and says to me, 'You know when Al Arndt's going to get reinstated? He's been my lawyer for a long time, and I'm just waiting till he gets reinstated so I can go see him again.'" And I thought maybe that was prompted me to say that was his representation to you, that these clients that he did have keep calling him. So I think there's some truth to that. And I think the board sensed that too in the course of the testimony that he presented before the board in both hearings.
And you're satisfied that he's, matter of fact, your recommendation is that he be reinstated and that he's complied with every requirement necessary under the chapter?
Yes, Your Honor.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. The court will be adjourned until 11 o'clock for the next hearing.